Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 17, episode number 3,675. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. Montgomery! And you are in the men's room. Up to today, it is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories: the highest paid athletes in the world and the top 10 Star Wars movies of all times. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a men's room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Jangity jang. All right, here we go. Louisiana authorities are looking for three inmates who escaped with the help of a security guard. Meanwhile, a New Jersey police chief is found passed out, sans pants, and holding on to something hard. New York City says it's excited to get back to three-ways and sex parties this summer. If you call the cops to report the truck you stole was stolen, you can't be any dumber. And a Florida man plays a full round of golf on I-75. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Are there just some things that most of us agree make for a terrible combination? Pudding dipped chicken nuggets, queso jello, peanut butter and onion biscuits, steak flavored gummy bears, and salmon lasagna. That's just to name a few. And no, I did not come up with ridiculous examples of bad food combinations. These were all taken from a list of 32 of the worst food combinations that people actually eat. But there are even worse combinations out there. For example, the worst rated airline in the United States, JetBlue. JetBlue is looking for a hostile takeover of Spirit Airlines. It should be noted that Spirit Airlines is the second worst rated airline in the United States. And JetBlue is trying to do the hostile takeover because Frontier Airline also wanted to buy Spirit Airline. It should be noted that Frontier Airline is the third worst rated airline in the United States. That's right. The worst airline wants to take over the second worst airline. That would be like Lizzo hiring Vince Neil as a personal trainer. And in case you're wondering, the top-ranked airline is Delta Airlines. So congratulations to Delta, although they had kind of bad optics earlier this week when two of their pilots managed to lock themselves out of the cockpit. Now, the plane was still on the tarmac, so no one was in danger, but the pilots had to use the luggage conveyor belt to reach and enter the cockpit window head first. And yes, of course, someone got it all on video. Now, these are just some of the stories that we've come across. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question. And this is how it works. You call us. We ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be part of the big show on the random question. Call 206-421-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but y'all, away we go. Welcome to Season 17, Episode number 3,675. Got a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. Our categories today, we have the highest paid athletes in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The top 10 Star Wars movies of all times.
All right.
Now, when it comes to the top 10 highest paid players in the world, of course, we're talking a lot of prim soccer in this.
Without a doubt.
A lot of boxing, a lot of fighting and things like that. I mean, you don't realize how much tennis players make until you see the bottom line. So, you know, before you get into the LeBron Jameses of the world and the Tom Brady's of the world and guys that you think are making a hell of a lot of money, that is not the case. There's a lot of money out there on the fringes. Not, maybe they're just not mainstream here in the United States.
That's generally how that works.
But as far as the world is concerned, yeah. And believe it or not, there's like 12 or some Star Wars movies. So we have the top 10 coming up with Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. What else we got today? Oh, yeah, we'll jump on over to the Men's Room Happy Hour exclusively on the Odyssey app tonight at 6 o'clock. If you haven't downloaded the Odyssey app, do so. It is absolutely free. There are hundreds of different channels on there. You can listen to our show anywhere live in the United States as you're traveling. Listen to KSW anywhere you go. If you miss our show and you want to catch the podcast, you can do that there as well. And then, of course, the Men's Room Happy Hour channel, which goes live at 6 o'clock. We'll give some props to the weekend. Mike and Ted still at home. I'm sure you guys have got to know the inside of your apartments very well and have a lot of exciting news from what your weekend entailed.
Oh, yeah. A lot of props.
Mm. Yeah.
There's a couple different nooks and crannies that I found around here as I was sitting on my couch doing nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, I figured out that I'm just as dumb technology-wise as I thought I was before.
What? Except you're not here at work to yell, Jason, down the hall.
Basically, yeah.
What did you blow up your computer over the weekend?
No. Somebody just gave me a separate way to access some more channels. And I was like, I don't know how this works. And he's like, dude, there's an input button on your TV.
Oh!
It's literal plug and play, Ted.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
How about that?
It's rudimentary.
Well, now you know.
You actually
know
plug it in, yeah.
It just took.
Well, I told him, I go, I haven't used my actual TV remote in years. It's always just on the cable, like HDMI 1.
I don't even know. I hate when somebody hits like the different source on the TV. I don't even know what like... all seven of them do. I just know there's one. I just want to watch TV, but the kids will mess around, do something, sure. Like when the video
put
game.
A game in. Yeah,
yeah. But I'm always like, man, I don't know which one of these I'm on until finally I get the screen I'm looking for.
I hate that.
I mean, email is a struggle for you, though.
It is. That's why I just walk down the hall and tell people. Things.
Our baseline is real low.
It is.
Yeah, there's a
why didn't email me? Because your office is two doors away, man. That's why.
I read a whole list of things that boomers and, I guess, Gen Xers basically argue about, or I don't know if it was millennials.
Coming up soon.
Oh, is that right, Mike? You got that down? I read that thing, and I'm like, oh, God, I'm guilty. Oh, no, I do that. I leave voicemails.
I might not be working on that later.
I do some terrible things. I do every single
thing.
Yeah,
we had a mutual friend that was like, I can't believe you're broadcasting from home. How'd you set it up? I go, it's pretty easy. And Jason walked me through it for about half an hour.
Takes all time. It's all right. Ryan came over and set it up at my house because I had no idea how to do any of that. That's what I was telling Steve. It was like, look, I got sick on, I think you guys were practicing for the new originals, and it was a Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was supposed to meet up with you guys when you were done. We were supposed to get some beers. I didn't start. I started feeling pretty bad around noon. And that's when I got the COVID. So I was like, look, guys, I believe it or not, I'm not going to go out and meet up with you and get beer because I really just don't feel right. Something's not right with me. And I've never had that feeling before of sickness before. If you've never got COVID, first time you get it, you're like, oh, this is different. Something is not right here. I can't put my finger on this. But it was Sunday at noon, and they say from that point in time, you have 5 days. So I was at home, but at least I was working. At least we were doing the show. At least I had something to occupy my time. I can't imagine sitting at home on the weekend by myself with nothing to do. I would have just paced back and forth and gone crazy, I think.
I mean, not to quote Green Day, but you start saying when even masturbation has lost its fun.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like that's your go-to in a pinch and you're like, yeah, I don't even feel like that anymore.
Do I have enough food?
I might have reached that point.
Yeah.
Like I was like on page 6 of Blonde Girl. Like, all right. None of them are going to look that exciting.
Page 6. It's taking time.
Starting to look the same again.
Like, I've already seen this one. I've seen that one. And I've seen that one. Oh, I remember. Yeah, I've seen
I remember her.
I've already done that. Yes. And yes.
Is she home from college again?
Yeah.
They were right. I am really short of breath.
All right. Let me skip this ad again.
Right.
What is it for again?
You know what? I'll watch it this time.
Oh, the ad that goes, are you alone? Like
the girl who's jumping up and down and all of a sudden her clothes are gone? Yeah.
Like, I'm about to masturbate. We both know I'm alone.
Skip.
Right.
No, I'm on an airplane. Yeah, I'm alone.
Maybe I should try this game.
Right. What is up with people in their step siblings? I don't understand this trend. It's just disturbing. I know it's by title only, but it's almost like they're trying to get you to turn it off, you know? Like some genius said, how do we stop people from watching pornography? And they said, act like they're having sex with a stepbrother.
But here's what they found out. Nothing turns people off from boys.
Or a stepmother.
Right.
Or like it's always some bizarre thing. I'm like, oh, God, I can't watch this. Just by title alone.
Ignore the title.
All right, whatever. On today's Today, we do our random question, 206-421.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Danny. Welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Hello, Danny.
Hello.
Hola.
Danny, welcome to the program, the random question. All right, Danny, with an eye.
Yep.
What would you say that you try to eat or drink to stay healthy? And I might be even supplements, vitamins, whatever. What do you put in your body there hoping that it'll do some good?
I've done lots of things in the past. I think the worst was I tried to do this 3-day cleanse. It was on Dr. Oz. So I spent probably $200 on vegetables and fruits, and you're supposed to do it for 3 days, and all you do is juice your food and then drink it, and each juice made like probably a Tupperware size bowl full of juice, and they say you have to drink it within like so many minutes or else the nutrition goes out of it. So I was like chugging all these different bowls of juice and fruit, and I didn't even make it past the first day. It was terrible.
Is Dr. Oz like Dr. J?
I have to.
He's not a real doctor, is he?
I don't know.
I don't think Julius Erving is a doctor.
This is what I'm saying.
Right.
I mean, he
I think
might.
Dr.
Be.
Oz is a doctor.
It's just the advice he gives. You're like,
it's like Dr. Feelgood from Motley Crue. It's kind of just a name they gave somebody. The doctor.
He's not really a doctor. He started on that afternoon show that was just called The Doctors, and he was like the most popular one.
Sure. Yeah, I vaguely remember that. So could you not make it through the cleanse because you didn't like the taste of all this crap you were drinking?
No, it tasted fine, but I don't know if my body was like withdrawing from something. I don't know, because I prepared for like a week, didn't drink caffeine or nothing. And by the end of the day, I was like so full from all the juice, like I was stuffed. And just the thought of it just made me sick. And I was like, crying because I really wanted to do it. And I was like, my boyfriend was like, just eat some food for the love of God.
Well, how bad was the backside of that? Because I figured you're eating but nothing but fiber
and it's liquid. Yeah. So.
I don't really remember. I don't think there was a problem with that.
You should maybe ask your boyfriend. I bet he will remember that detail.
Hey, Veggie Dog, you got a second here, man, before we get into this? You got to come in here for a minute. We need to get your... Oh, by the way, the reason we asked, what do you eat or drink to stay healthy? A new study published by the journal Nature may hold a glimmer of hope for those of us who lose our keys more than we used to. They have been transplanting cerebral spinal fluid from the brains of young mice into elderly ones.
Yeah, that's right.
And basically what they found was they could trigger the production of myelin, I guess, in the older rodent brains.
It's the stuff that makes your brain worth having, right?
Right, and therefore that restores the recall ability of the brain. So
how do you know what a mouse is recalling? I'm always just curious. Sure.
Cheese.
Right. I mean, like, when you do these tests with the mouse, you go like... Okay, I don't know what their memory capacity is, and whatever it is, I don't know how you test it, but they seem confident that those older mice, man, oh man, their recall is great.
So I feel like the older that I get, the more stuff that I put in my body to try to do good for my body.
Is it that you add more things or do you subtract? Like I've subtracted things and I replace anything with water. Is there any negative thing I'm doing? So I just go water.
So Castle's wife suggested that I take an omega-3 oil every day because of my cholesterol level. Mm-hmm. So I've been taking that for about a year now. So I'm going to go back in and check with my doctor and hopefully these cholesterol levels have come down, change my diet a little bit. But now I take a vitamin D every day. Mm-hmm. I take a probiotic every day. Mm-hmm. And I take a fiber kind of fruit and vegetable scoop thing along with my Metamucil, which supplies a day's worth of fruits and vegetables to me. And the reason I asked you, VD, to come in here is, could you please list all the things that you take on a day-to-day basis to make yourself
feel
better?
Like your morning smoothie.
I know.
Well, I'm sure as much of this is as placebo effect as anything else, right? But So I make a smoothie every day, and the smoothie consists of kale, almond milk, apple cider vinegar, Jesus, cayenne pepper, frozen pineapple, ground flax seed, chia seed, and that's all blended up. And
that's one drink.
And that's greenish, brownish, depending on what fruit I use with it.
Have you ever considered starting your day by just flogging yourself?
Okay.
I've seen the pile of pills on your desk.
Yeah, well, this is just vitamins, right?
What are they? There's 20 of them.
So, no, there's six or seven. There's a multivitamin, a B complex.
What does that do?
It's vitamin B. It helps with the energy.
All right.
Which we can hear in your voice.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm very excited. There's two vitamin D. There's two vitamin C and a low-dose aspirin.
Okay. What else? No probiotics? Nothing like that?
No, the probiotic comes in at 4 a.m. I do a probiotic at 4 a.m. Uh-huh. after I do a 12-ounce glass of Metamucil.
Okay.
All that, and you look like this.
Huh? Whatever. And when you go home at night, you typically are...
Yeah, go home at night, I'll either roast, grill, steam, or eat raw vegetables, do a salad, maybe do a piece of salmon, depending on what I'm in the mood for.
So you always have a salad, but then you have vegetables on the side.
That's correct.
Okay.
So cooked vegetables and raw vegetables, because those are both very good for you.
Hey, variety is the spice of life, bro.
It's in a book called Eat to Live, and the rule of the book
is
eat foods, mostly greens, and, you know, not a lot of...
Is that the book they gave us, like, everybody in the company?
And yes, the author is still alive.
Okay.
I think that was the book. They're like, everybody needs to read this.
Are they trying to save money on insurance?
That's exactly what they were doing, right?
You know. Right. And I also quit smoking back in December. So.
What's your favorite vegetable?
Honestly, it's got to be broccoli.
Broccoli?
Yeah, love broccoli.
All right.
You struck me as a cucumber guy.
Yeah. I do love a good gourd.
A lot of stuff, yeah.
Who doesn't?
We would be great roommates because we would never eat the other guy's stuff in the fridge. Yeah. Like your stuff would never disappear, and if it did, you would approach me and say, "I know it wasn't you."
But I also have a house full of whiskey, mm-hmm. and I keep beer in the house as well.
What would you say is the last cheat thing that you've eaten?
Like last cheat thing?
The cheat, you know, even if it's just
even if it's just
a rib or a chicken wing.
Yeah, you try the wings here. I remember
French fry. Is there anything that you eat?
Because we got wings, and I just remember you were circling around like a shark with blood in the water. Finally, you just said, man, because you recognize these things smell good. I'll give you that. And finally, you were like, F it, I'm eating one. But it was one. We had like 40 of them. You ate one wing.
Oh, well, the last cheat thing that I ate was a few months back when I discovered and brought in for you guys that... peanut butter trail mix thing from Costco.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, right, yeah. That's yeah. So, and that's...
It's still trail mix.
Right. Well, yeah, it is. It's trail mix with lots of peanut butter and lots of chocolate and lots of salt. So I didn't do myself any favors other than the fact that it was delicious and I succumbed to my inner fat kid who likes salt and chocolate and peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. You need to buy more of that.
I know, that was great.
It was fantastic.
It really was, yeah.
Somebody here says, I quit smoking cigarettes 10 weeks ago today. I started jogging 2.4 miles a day. That's around my block twice.
Oh, that's good. He probably gained weight. Probably gained weight, too. I'm so hungry now. It's been 3 weeks as of today. I'm just starving.
You can actually taste food again.
I get my mouth waters.
Hello, Cam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
Cam, welcome to the program. Random question. Since we're talking about being healthy, how about this? Because I know it's not healthy. What would you say is your absolute favorite food?
Does whiskey count as a food?
Whiskey? Well, I mean,
I can't count it as a food, but I'm right there with you. What ranks up there is one of the my favorite things to consume.
I'm just going to go ahead and guess that you don't eat much, do you?
No. I would probably say it would be my favorite hangover cure, which would be chicken pho.
Oh, chicken pho. All right. So even if you're if you're not hungover, are you still a chicken pho fan?
Oh no, yeah, I can kill a couple bowls easy.
Time? Okay. How many times do you eat pho a week?
Just depends on how much I've been drinking that week. But,
there's a real whiskey connection.
Everything revolves around the whiskey. What is your favorite type of whiskey?
For the cheap and easy, I would say Evan Williams.
That's actually pretty good. A lot of places have that as well, and there's nothing wrong with that.
That's not bad at all, man.
No, it's not. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's a standard. And then, if I want to get fancy, get into, like, the Irishes and the Scotch whiskey kind of stuff.
Okay, all right.
I feel like somewhere there's a half gallon of a plastic whiskey in this guy's house.
You know, if you like whiskey that much, right, there's the cheap go-to. So when he runs out of the other stuff, or he had a party and his friends raid his good stuff, like he still has the stuff he can drink.
You know, when I go to the liquor store, I'll buy something really nice for me.
Sure.
And then I'll buy, like, a bottle of Jack Daniels or a Jameson. Not that there's anything wrong with any of those. But when people come over, I want to be able to serve them things. And then what I realized was, you know, Thrill always kept a bottle of Jack Daniels at his house. And it occurred to me that I'm that guy. He buys a Jack Daniels to keep me out of his good booze.
I mean, that's it, man. But I think there's certain things you do. You do that with booze. You do it with cigarettes if you're a smoker, knowing that pain in the grass, right?
You buy a pack of Marlboro Lights.
Inevitably, people, different bands, different workers, just random people that are there. People are going to bum smokes. I get it. Completely prepared. I'm not giving up my Marlboros, so I'm buying two packs of Marlboro Lights.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're cheaper, it's not that. I just don't enjoy them.
Reason why I asked, what is your absolute favorite food? Mike, you brought this up in headlines, I believe, on Friday. The FDA just approved a new kind of underwear that tastes like vanilla, or some people say cookies. It is called Arouse.
Why are you clapping, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
That's unsettling.
It's called a safe sex.
You know why I'm clapping.
Clap on, clap off.
I mean, no calories, baby. Yeah.
The product is meant to be an alternative to dental dams as a way to pleasure a woman orally while preventing sexually transmitted infections. The makers describe the product as disposable latex underwear that prevents the transmission of bodily fluids, harmful pathogens, and STIs. I think that's the best of both worlds. Because if you like doing that, and you like cookies.
But again, I might go lasagna. I really like lasagna.
Would you put those little jimmies on there, Ted? Those little sprinkles?
I mean, look, lasagna's great, but you're not always in the mood for lasagna. There's always room for a cookie.
They are single-use and specifically made for women. On their website, you can try a pack of four for $25.
Cool.
If you join their mailing list, you'll get 10% off. What a deal.
Those would last me like a year.
My problem is, my fat ass would just eat one night.
Okay, good cookies. More of the random question coming up. 206-421-ROCK.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
KISW proudly presents Pain in the Grass. Three big days, Labor Day weekend. Tickets on sale now, KISW.com. Including those passes for you to join us for the Men's Room Happy Hour and a Half.
That is correct.
Yes.
The Happy Hour and a Half.
It's happy. It's an hour and a half of drinking with us. Probably get you a sausage, something to eat, and then we'll keep on drinking. Try to figure out a way to finagle some drugs to each other. All the good things we do. Check out some bands. You know, hang out. And every day, all 3 days, we'll be doing the happy hour and a half. So I'll check that out along with the ticket prices and all things good. Painting the grass at KISW.com. All right, here's our random question. Question 206-421.
Random, random.
Hello,
random,
Gibby. Random, welcome random, to the men's random, room.
Hey, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, yes we can. Hola.
Okay.
Fantastic. Hola, by the way, and I guess that means little to nothing. And I'm not going to ramble on. Star Wars is the category that I will choose to go for.
You know we're not doing that yet, right? That's like around four.
We're not quite there yet. All right. Random question. I'm here. By the way, if you can't tell, not sober. Yes. I am working, but I code, but, you know.
So wait.
We're not sober.
You're not sober, but you do coding for a job.
Correct.
Has this caused you any problems in the past? You know, you missed one number or something like that?
Several, but that is entirely the point of coding, is you make mistakes until you find the solution.
All right. Ooh, okay. I need that kind of job.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, well, you guys have that job. I've listened to your best story never told. You guys have made mistakes until you have found the solution.
I don't know that we have found a solution. It's not that we make mistakes. It's that people get mad at us. There's two entirely different things.
It's how you make the mistake and whether or not they get mad at you.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Let's see. This might be a tough one, but I'm gonna put you to the test. What would you say is the most redneck thing about you? I know that you are in the world of computers, but maybe down deep, you've got something about you that's a little bit more redneck. So what would you say is the most redneck thing about you?
So I'm from Montana.
Okay.
Say no more.
Exactly. Thank you, Thrill. Everything about me is redneck, and so PBR. Drink of choice.
Okay.
If you guys haven't tried it, because you guys are whiskey fans, let's go with, have you tried Potter's Crown whiskey?
Potter's Crown. I am not familiar with Potter's Crown.
And I'm not surprised, because even liquor store near me, so I live in the Renton area, they only stock the tiny bottles, but that is going to be... If you guys ever tried Pendleton, guaranteed you guys have tried Crown Royal. It's better than both.
All right. Now, do you throw back with a pickleback? Isn't that a Montana thing?
I prefer that, but you know, I haven't met many people who really appreciate cured and pickled foods as much as I do.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if appreciate is always the right word. Sometimes you just don't
like
something.
Did you get married when you were 18 years old, like a lot of people in Montana?
You know what? You are correct.
Okay. Are you still with your wife?
That's a long story.
I bet it is. Yeah. I bet it was taking a long time to tell it, too.
How long were you guys together?
6 years.
All right. Not so bad.
Any kids?
Not with her.
Okay. So you had one before that or one after that?
After.
Okay. All right. Are you still married to that woman?
No, but we were technically never married, because here's the most redneck thing I guess I could say about myself. I'm still married to my first wife.
How long has it been, man?
10 years.
So right. Why? I mean, look, and look, with my first wife, right, we got separated. We were separated for like 5-7 years. I don't remember, but it got to the point... legitimately, where the court didn't even care anymore. That said, we weren't contesting anything, so we'd been apart. We didn't own anything. We didn't have kids. So it cost us $110 to get a divorce. They said, you're not contesting anything. How about that, Miles? $110 total in cash.
I didn't hear you, Steve.
Paid that day.
I just turned my headphones off.
It cost me $55 because we split it even. So why? What is the holdup with getting divorced with someone who you haven't been with in a decade?
So here's fun news. So I...
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother... and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Called it.
So you guys will still converse with one another?
Oh, yeah. constantly.
But why not just do the divorce? So you can still be friends and not be legally tied together, right?
So here's the fun news. So I fully anticipated that happening. I'm not surprised. Thank you. I appreciate getting dumped.
We don't appreciate dumping you. If you do it again, man, we're going to let you go.
Yeah, that's not the
totally
goal.
Fair. So every time we've gone to actually do the paperwork,
yeah,
either her or I have gotten so messed up that we mess up the paperwork.
Messed up like drunk messed up?
Yes.
Do you think that's healthy?
Oh, definitely not. Oh. But, I mean, it's a coping mechanism, but that's neither here nor there at this point.
All right.
But, you know, we've tried. It hasn't worked every time.
Okay.
And nothing in my life has said, all right, let's just finish it because, well, you just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You still get those marital benefits.
It's one of those things about adulting that no one enjoys.
It's not adulting. It's being an adult.
Jesus Christ.
Right? So if you're 8 years old and you go, man, both of my parents died in a tragic accident and I have to take care of my two younger siblings, I go, you're adulting. When you're 18 or over, I'm like, no. You're acting your age. This is what it is. And sometimes things suck and there's things you don't want to deal with. But the worst part about being an adult versus being a kid is that you got to deal with it, right? So, look, if you guys get along, great, but I would still get divorced.
Sure.
It's been 10 goddamn years. Mm-hmm. Although he strikes me as someone where there's another 9 years before the divorce is finalized.
Believe it or not, I don't really think that I have a lot of redneck left in me.
We literally just heard a chuckle.
What's wrong with you? Serious. I just don't. I mean, okay, like what? Every once in a while, like once a year, I'll fry up some spam. I mean, what is it?
Come on, man.
What did I say at the roast? If Miles took a 23andMe DNA test, it would say his ancestors came from Walmart.
That's DNA. I'd say Kmart is old as I am. Yeah.
Is whiskey redneck?
No, I mean, you can say, look, but it's one of those things. It's about how it gets commandeered in popular culture, right? So you take whiskey. In the 80s, it was all hair metal bands. I mean, Christ, was it Michael Anthony, the bass player from Van Halen, had a bass that was custom made to look like a bottle of Jack Daniels. So Jack Daniels used to be the spirit of rebellion and having fun, at least for my generation, right?
Yeah, before that was Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra, so it's a sophisticated man. You wish you could live this guy. The dude was buried with a bottle of goddamn Jack Daniels. Now country music has taken it, so people perceive it as being redneck. But essentially, to me, Jack Daniels just says, look, we're popular.
Yeah.
You want to drink us, and whoever the biggest selling stars are during your generation, they're the ones that are going to champion us.
Well, it also, when you think of things that are supposed to be written like country music. Now, as you said, you've been in Ubers before where, like, the guy's listening to country music, and you're like, and Ted, I know you had it the other day, like,
it happened to me last week.
Do you like this? And he's not really a redneck. He just likes country music. It's popular mainstream now to the point where you don't necessarily have to live in the middle of nowhere to like country music.
It's pop music for adults.
Yeah, I thought he put it on for me, as I kind of look like a redneck.
You know, kind of.
Well, wasn't he like from Africa? Wasn't he like from Africa?
Yeah, it was a female. She was like, no, it's weird. I'm just a lady from Africa. I just really like country.
Yeah, that's what country wants.
Yes.
They want to sell records. The same thing with rap. But most of this black thing, I'm like, and all the white kids in the suburbs are buying. Come on, man. You think Jay-Z, who do you think buys most of Jay-Z's and Kanye's albums? I know who it's not.
Yes.
Right? Come on.
But
man.
I think Jack Daniels gets a pass. But like, for some reason, if I'm drinking like Jim Beam or Southern Comfort, I feel a little neckish.
Well, Southern Comfort, it's in the name. I mean, it's called Southern Comfort. I don't feel that. But Jack, you're right. In the U.S., Jack Daniels, that is our whiskey, period, right? And you can elevate, you can go a little bit down. But to me, Jack Daniels doesn't say anything other than you're in the mood for whiskey. Depending on the type of whiskey you drink, you might start forming opinions.
Yeah. Yukon Jack, I mean.
Hennessy.
It's the middle of nowhere.
Right, you got Yukon Jack, you got Hennessy. You go like, all right, probably two different groups of people drinking this.
I think if you need to do extensive fence work and repair work on your fence on a weekend basis, you know, like once a month, you're probably a redneck. Because you got property, you know what I mean? Something happened to your fence. That seems like some of those things where if you have to work on your fence, that's...
If you have more than one car that doesn't run,
and you choose to keep it.
I hate that. Yeah. That is the West Virginia special. They don't even know what a trade-in is.
It's anywhere that you
never even heard it. Never even heard the term. You mean if I take that car back, they'll give me money for it?
Yo, man, you might need parts.
My new car?
You might need parts off that car.
So it's about parts.
I'm going to fix that. One day I'm going to have a kid. I'm going to get to him.
No, you're not.
I'm gonna finally get that divorce. It's been 10 years. I'm going to fix that car.
That's why I'm sitting on the car that I would buy for my midlife crisis, but I already got it. It just doesn't run, see?
I drove that when I was 16 years old. That was glory days.
What about a moonshine apple pie flavor? Someone checks in with that. To say the most redneck thing, moonshine apple pie flavor. See, I feel like that's unfair because my black ass would crush that.
I think the most redneck thing you can drink is Mountain Dew.
No.
Yeah, there's...
No, if you're talking traditional Mountain Dew that's moonshine, yeah. Mountain Dew the soda?
Yeah.
Man, no more black people drinking that ass in the middle of the city.
Are you kidding me? Didn't they used to say kids in Appalachia with the bad teeth, they called it Mountain Dew mouth?
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would also say, too... sorry, Miles, not to call out anybody we know like Taryn, but when I'm at Taryn's house, we're hanging out around a bonfire with a flannel on and it's raining. I'm like, this feels a little neckish.
In the middle of the woods. With chickens. Yeah.
She owns goats and loses power. Yeah. I mean, like, all the time, man. Everything she posts on Twitter, it's like, hey, power went out again, but I'm here with my goats. I'm
She owns a generator.
Right.
She has canisters that have gasoline
in them. If I didn't know, I'm pretty sure she had someone that lives in an RV on her property.
Right.
Look, dude, there's six people here. I mean, there's only one person in this entire room that has a can of gas, and that's Castle, because you got a lawnmower.
It's for my lawnmower, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but you're the only one who has a can of gas.
Right.
Everybody else is just like, you know, what happened? Reason we ask, what's the most redneck thing about you? Born and raised, they say, in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Friday night's top 25 showdown of baseball between Arkansas and Vanderbilt was no different than any other big-time game Grant Harmon has attended at Baum Walker Stadium. That changed in the seventh inning when the two teams locked in a tie. 24-year-old and his mom had their attention taken away from the action on the field. We were just sitting there watching the game, and then we could hear some commotion. I guess a few rows above us. People were just kind of oohing and aahing and standing up and jumping back. Got to looking around, and finally we saw a raccoon running in some rows in front of us and behind us. Well, the raccoon had made its way into the ballpark and seating in the seating section on the left field line. Now, this is about the same time that one of the guys drove in a RBI ground out to tie the game at 6-6. So he hits it. There's action going on. People are standing up in the stadium because the raccoon's in there. As the critter ran down the rows in front and behind him, Harmon shouted to the fans, "Grab it! Grab it!" No one got their hands on it, though, and he thought they were in the clear, when then it ran into the next section. Instead, though, the next thing he knew, the raccoon was right under his feet, and instinct took over. Quote, "So when it came at me, I'm like, all right, I can't not grab it when I was telling everybody else to grab it." Right. He's got a little bit of Arkansas blood in me, so that probably took a little bit over me, and like I said, I had to be a man of my word. If I was telling people to grab it, I better be able to grab it myself. The self-described avid outdoorsman who loves to hunt and fish, Harmon has a lot of family in the Ozark area, Fayetteville, which has a lot of outdoor experiences, so to say. That's why he said, without even thinking about it, he reached down and grabbed the raccoon by the back of the neck. It was a chaotic scene, as video of the incident shows Harmon's mother taking a fall as it happens. Luckily, she's okay. She just has a bruise on her thigh. She did leave for vacation, he wants you to know, on Saturday morning. She's on the beach right now, so I think she's doing okay, he said. It was definitely a first for me, but I mean, I wasn't really thinking, and I wasn't really too afraid of it. Raccoon hunting is not an uncommon thing in my family and friends, but normally we use a gun.
Yes, that's kind of the difference.
Harmon then triumphantly lifted the raccoon up to the crowd, during which it turned and grabbed a hold of his hand, biting him hard. Leading to an iconic image that is now Harmon's new profile picture on Twitter. He's got a raccoon wrapped around his hand, basically biting him. At this point, he holds the neck of the raccoon and carries the raccoon up the aisle of the stadium.
All right.
While he was ready to go back to his seat, he threw the raccoon over the fence from behind. Harmon was then met by a medical team when he went back to sit down, and a police officer who said, "Hey, man, you probably need to go to the hospital to get a rabies shot," which he reluctantly agreed was in his best interest because he wanted to watch the rest of the game, which was tied up at 6-6 in the seventh inning. His trip to the ER was about an hour long, so Harmon watched the end of the game on his phone. Ultimately for him, that meant he saw Enrique Bradfield's three-run home run in the 10th that lifted Vanderbilt, unfortunately for him, to a 9-6 series opening win. He was sitting in a hospital bed. Of course, that might have been less painful for him than what he was there for in the first place. He said the rabies shot was not any fun at all. I couldn't believe how much that hurt.
You don't say.
I had to put it right in between my hand, like between my fingers.
Goddamn rabies shot, man.
So that was not pleasant, I will say. That hurt a lot. The bite itself was not terrible, but the rabies shot, it got my hand extra stiff all afternoon. As a hog fan through and through, though, Herman is well advised in other wild animals making an appearance during the Arkansas baseball game. He said he remembers the time a rally possum ran onto the field and they beat LSU in 2016. The Razorbacks, by the way, were not able to finish the comeback against Vanderbilt. That hasn't stopped some from dubbing it a rally raccoon. As my phone's been exploding this morning, I've seen several things mentioned about that rally raccoon. I've seen some bigger Twitter accounts saying that they're now taking Arkansas to win the College World Series, all because that raccoon wrapped its mouth around my hand. I'm hoping maybe that'll come to truth. The rabies shot will not slow Harmon down. He's been soaking in the fame, I guess, that followed his viral moment. He even got a free meal at Denny's.
Hey, hey, hey.
I did. And I would have thought it would have been a Waffle House. But whatever.
Numerous interviews set up for the coming days, including an appearance on the SEC Network's Rally Cap Show with Doreen Markaw on Sunday nights. There you go. I don't know, man. You have
a rally possum?
You have
that is what I remember most from all of that.
You got to look, though, in the video, like, he catches it, and he's filming himself taking it out of the stadium.
Oh, yeah. Look at him. Right
there.
Look at him. Look at him.
Oh, yeah.
He's holding the damn thing up. He doesn't care. More of the random question coming up. 206-421-ROCK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.